reports. During the past 3 weeks, you've been reading and hearing about the massive invasion of South Vietnam by the communist forces of North Vietnam. Tonight, I want to give you a first-hand report on the military situation in Vietnam, decisions I have made with regard to the role of the United States in the conflict, and the efforts we are making to bring peace to the negotiating table. Let me begin by briefly reviewing what the situation was when I took office, what we have done since then to end American involvement in the war and to bring peace to the long-suffering people of Southeast Asia. On January 20, 1969, the American troops ceiling in Vietnam was 549,000. Our casualties were running as high as 300 a week. 30,000 young Americans were being drafted every month. Today, 39 months later, through our program of Vietnamization, helping the South Vietnamese develop the capability of defending themselves, the number of Americans in Vietnam by Monday, May 1st, will have been reduced to 69,000. Our casualties, even during the present all-out enemy offensive, have been reduced by 95%. Draft calls now average fewer than 5,000 minimum, and we expect to bring them to zero next year. As I reported in my television address to the nation on January 25, we have offered the most generous peace terms in both public and private negotiating sessions. Our most recent proposal provided for an immediate ceasefire, the exchange of all prisoners of war, the withdrawal of all of our forces within 6 months,